nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
I'm ready for something real.
This is something that this country is ready for.
I think you're ready for something more advanced.
And if you're ready for something really special.
And they seem to be lined up at the ready, waiting for something to happen.
Think we're ready for something like that?
Wow! Get a load of this!
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker, good morning. Welcome to Thursday. You've done it. The appetizer of the weekend.
You're almost there.
Yeah. Really close. It's May 9th.
Holy crud, this morning at like 3:30 when I walked out of the house, I was like, ooh.
It's cold.
Good Lord.
It's a bit chilly.
There was right a now, brisk wind out there.
It feels like 32.
My God, it does. Like, what? We had perfect Welcome fishing weather yesterday. Cold. Now it's going to be perfect ice fishing weather here soon if we don't watch it.
Did you get a chance to go fishing yesterday?
No. I had to do a bunch of stuff with the kid. My my son is somehow, like, I thought as you go through an elementary school year, like, you're supposed to get better in school. And he's acing all of his tests.
Everything breaks down at the end.
Dude, he is in trouble constantly. Like, he gets his work done, and then he's off to the races to see who he can mess with and not allow them to do that.
Gotcha.
And then, I don't know. He's being held down and tickled by some people, so he socked him in the face. I was a bad deal yesterday.
Wow.
It was a long day. A really long day for poor Carter, man. So, I don't know. I mean, I when I was his age, I was the littlest guy in school, too, and got held down and tickled a lot, and I spent plenty of time in the principal's office, so I don't know. I don't know what to do. It's parenting. Like you always say, it's so freaking hard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, like, cruising along in a... It's like I'm on a boat and I'm captaining this thing.
Uh-huh.
And there is
You're
a
not
thick
the captain.
No, I am. I am.
They're the captain.
I'm the captain, but the thick fog in front of me that I have no idea what direction I'm headed. It could be right, could be wrong. I'm going to do it confidently. It's just frustrating. And then the nice thing is over the radio in this scenario is I got my parents calling me, trying to give me advice.
Oh,
and I'm like, you guys have no idea.
I think your first mistake is thinking you're the captain here.
No, I am.
Carter is the captain right now.
He is not the captain now.
He's from from the Tom Hanks movie. Look at me. Yeah, look at
Captain
me. I am the captain now. Look at me.
That guy dies at the end of that. I don't want that to be the case. No.
No, we'll just wait till they become teenagers and everything's... How was your day? Decent. Decent is the word of the day.
Is it? Is that always is just decent? Day.
Tristan, decent. It's like, okay, cool. How would you think of that baseball banquet we went to last night? Decent.
Yeah.
They had Chick-fil-A was catered in. That's pretty cool, right? It was decent.
Well, that's probably true.
So plan on that in your future.
Nice. No, I'm in on that.
That sounds like best case scenario. He's not getting in trouble. A lot of people I know with teenagers are having a much rougher time than that.
Yeah. Well, and the hard part is like I pick up my kid every day. My wife doesn't because she drops him off every morning.
Right.
And at drop off, it's the start of the day. So in theory, he hasn't screwed things up yet. When I pick him up, I get the full force of here's what Carter did today. But also as I try to explain to her, because for her, it feels like we have the only child who's bad in this world. And it's not the case.
No.
I walk up there and there's like a row of parents that are just like with their shoulders and like, okay, what my kid do today?
There we go.
So I know like there's more than just the little guy. And he's a good kid. He got a little bit of energy in him. I don't know where he gets it. We'll see what happens.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Another full day of you getting it for CMA Fest that's coming up, as well as Kenny Chesney tickets for your chance to live like Kenny and get it. 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive getaway at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya Cancun. That and more next.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Some people just want to make themselves at home when they come over to your house.
That is true.
Only most people don't break into your home to make themselves at home. That's what Cheyenne Ewing did.
Okay.
Over the weekend, now facing a burglary charge, as she entered a home, pet the victim's dog, and washed the dishes.
She can break in and wash my dishes anytime.
Right?
I mean, if you're going to break into somebody's house, at least clean it.
Deputy said they received a call from the victim that the suspect entered the house and sat on the couch to pet the family dog. The victim said the suspect then got up, washed some dishes, and left the home.
She didn't take anything?
Nope.
Huh.
She literally came in, sat down, pet the dog, did the dishes, and didn't even say goodbye.
I'm cautious in the future of this situation, but at the same time, probably not calling the cops. Don't want to screw up a good thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Ruin
like
that opportunity.
Like, I'm going to be cautious the next time she does this in case it goes somewhere else.
Make sure you keep your valuables locked up. Don't leave stuff sitting on the counter.
Right. But at the same time, I don't want to screw up a good thing here. If this is all she wants to do, I happily let this woman pet my dog and then wash dishes.
Next time you leave the vacuum sitting out in the kitchen, kind of next
to here next to the dog. Yeah.
Right.
There's
you leave
like
all
a
the cleaning
thing of laundry.
Supplies out. Yeah.
Yeah, laundry basket sitting there with a little
the
arrow
detergent on the top
pointed towards the laundry room. Yeah, I mean, the only mistake made here was calling the cops, I think.
I'm tempted to.
You got to lay this out a little more. That's how I would do it.
Serena's been busy with practices and rehearsal for the rock show that they've got coming up at the school. And her job is the dishes, and the dishes have been piled up because she hasn't been getting home until like 8 or 9.
Oh, at home, not in the school show. I was like, what?
No. Okay. She's been coming home.
Sounds like a boring show.
And not doing the dishes. So inviting Cheyenne over, I mean, that I
there you
be
because no one's
that.
Been doing the dishes at your house because your daughter's too busy.
I wouldn't be opposed to that. I'd invite her, but she's in jail because, well, she was on some drugs when she was doing
Wait, are we still talking about your daughter?
No, we're talking about Cheyenne.
Okay,
so.
God, you transitioned quick in that thing. I wasn't sure.
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
But
well,
and you have to understand how she got distracted by the dog, too, because that's a lot of people we know, right? You're on a mission to do something. A puppy.
Oh, that happens every day in here.
That's
true. We're planning Friday's show, and it's like Thursday at 8:40. Is the dog here?
That's true. The Humane
and
Society comes in.
Producer Liz and Lauren are gone. That's true. I'm right after them, but I mean, it's kind of how it works around here.
We identify deeply with Cheyenne, except for the doing the dishes part.
And the drugs, probably.
You know.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
We'll get to the nitty gritty from Music City and our buddy Luke Combs featured once again. That's coming up.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, this is a crazy stat. The average couple will spend more than 520 hours planning their wedding.
Jeez.
But not country stars, apparently. I have two for you here.
Okay.
First, Luke Combs may have proposed to Nicole Hawking nearly 6 months ago, but they have not really gotten around to doing any wedding planning yet. Luke says, quote, we're just crazy busy, especially this year. We just haven't had any time to sit back and be home for more than 3 or 4 days. And it's just a really overwhelming process doing what we do. As a rising star, he is also concerned about the scrutiny the wedding will get from the public. Mm. Nevertheless, Luke has some time off later this year, and apparently he and his fiance are excited to plan it then. Quote, it's an interesting process, but we're looking forward to getting into it.
Very good.
Meanwhile, Carly Pearce and Michael Ray are basically just letting Carly's mom plan their upcoming wedding. Carly says they're obviously really busy, but she's also just never been one of those girls who dreams about planning every single detail of her wedding. She says, quote, I'm so not a bride by nature. I'm like, what do I need to do? I'm just going to show up and make sure there's wine and good food, and I hope he shows up too. She does know, however, that whatever their first dance song is, it will just not be something that either one of them wrote or sings or is in any way identified with.
Gotcha.
Quote, I could see us choreographing something after we both drink a bottle of wine and we want to dance to Bruno Mars or something, but not one of our songs. Well, this is good news. After having to leave the stage a few days ago because his voice suddenly decided to take the rest of the night off, Brett Young has healed enough for him to get back on stage. He will be opening tonight for Kelsey Ballerini in Minnesota. He posted an update on Instagram writing, quote, hey, y'all, good news. I'm feeling much better and I can't wait to see y'all this weekend in Duluth, Cedar Rapids, and Fargo. We're coming for you.
You just had to get out of Iowa.
I guess maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, yesterday we premiered Luke Combs' new song for you. And today we have the video for Beer Never Broke My Heart. He's basically singing in a bar. There are broken heart scenes. There's a lost dog poster, a rejected marriage proposal, a missed field goal, and also a bottle of ale labeled Beer Never Broke My Heart. So maybe those will be in stores soon.
Yeah, maybe.
You can see the whole video on the Kix Facebook page. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I bet you there's going to be some like beer stickers that you can put on. Of course, the koozies. That's a guarantee.
Beer Never Broke My Heart koozies.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a thing you can grab at the big show. You can be a part of that. DJ's still got our big party coming up Saturday, 4 to 6, right across the street from the CHI Health Center, and free tickets for you. Good things on the...
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
This is where we celebrate people doing good things. And if you've got one, direct message us, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll add it to the list. It keeps growing of people doing good by others. What do you got today, Lauren?
Well, I didn't mean to do several days in a row of people saving other people with the Heimlich maneuver, but here we are. There's a fifth grader named Dylan in Michigan, and on Monday morning, his computer teacher started choking on a muffin. And not only is this amazing because Dylan saved her life, also, you just have to read Dylan's quotes. He's so funny. So here's how Dylan describes the whole incident. I get out of the chair, take off my phones, and ask her if she's choking. What I did was I popped right up at the sternum, and then I would pull back. And then somebody else, the other kids in class, went to go get the teachers. But when they got there, I had already, well, she had stopped choking. So I just, he's a fifth grader. So I popped right up there at the sternum. Boom. And just gave it a good yank. Obviously, his computer teacher was very grateful and was, quote, so thankful to have had Dylan in the room at the time. His presence of mind and willingness to step up and help shows he is wise beyond his years. Dylan is my hero. So, good there job, you go.
Dylan, very cool. Husker Nick, your good thing.
For my good thing, I like to sometimes tell you guys about some cool events that are coming up. And I'm a big UFC fan. And this weekend, there is a fight card that is absolutely amazing. If you're looking for something to do Saturday night, somewhere to go to, somewhere to be out to, and you can find somewhere that's got this UFC event. Jose Aldo is fighting and Anderson Silva. They're two of the all-time greats from Brazil, which is where this is at in the Rio Olympic Arena. But you guys got to meet Thug Rose, who is one of my favorite fighters.
Thug Rose?
That's her nickname. Rose Namajunas. She's from Milwaukee, and she is an absolute BA. She's a 114 cool. fighter. I think she's one of the most entertaining fighters on the planet of Earth. She's awesome. So if you get a chance, get out and support Thug Rose.
Well, if your name is Thug, expectations are already
high. Her name's
high.
Rose. Her nickname's Thug Rose.
Yeah, I go with Thug Rose everywhere I go. Rose, and I'm a genius. That's really cool. My good thing is a personal good thing. My daughter, she is a senior, and so as a part of that, she gets a part of designing the big rock show that they have every year at Lincoln Northeast. It's become a thing where you can't really buy advance tickets. You have to just get in line. When they open it up, the doors are like 6:30 because it just becomes, it gets sold out pretty quickly. So, wow. Rock Show, the Great American Road Trip starts tonight. It's tonight, Friday, and Saturday at Lincoln Northeast High School. 6:30 is when the doors open. They have like pre-entertainment and all that stuff going on. But she's a part of some of the solos, and the seniors get to help kind of create this, basically a musical.
That's cool.
And so they'll be putting that on tonight, and it becomes kind of a big thing. So if you're looking for something fun to do tonight, Friday or Saturday, you can do that at Lincoln Northeast High School. It's the Voice and His Harmony Choir, the Honor Jazz Band Dynamics, and Pep Jazz, which will be
That's awesome.
Lot of fun.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
A conversation Husker Nick had with his parents last night will lead us into a conversation that hopefully you'll jump in with us, too. You can start doing that now on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So, Husker Nick has been getting some advice from his parents about
parenting. Carter. My son Carter is he's a good kid at heart. He is a very smart kid.
Yeah.
He also gets in trouble constantly. I mean, constantly. And if you tell him he did something wrong, he has every excuse in the book. And they're usually really smart ones as to why it's actually your fault that he's not doing.
He did whatever he did.
They're like little lawyers that can spin that stuff
on you. Yeah, he is. He's a tiny lawyer. And so my mom calls me last night because Carter, I'm telling you, like, you can't tell this kid he did something wrong without him finding some way of something he remembered that you said that mean it, so
where
it
do you
was
think
right.
I
probably probably his mom. I don't know. So my mom calls me, and my mom's doing what my mom does, and she's giving me advice, and I appreciate it. But like, I think my mom thinks she like raised three perfect angels, which is not even kind of true, like not even sorta. And I said to her, I go, could you imagine, mom, if the stuff I pulled in school, if I was now doing that, how the teachers would react? Like, I was in the principal's office all the time for getting in fights, for talking in class. If there was a substitute teacher, like, I'm pretty sure wherever this building the substitute teachers all lived in, because that's what kids think, is these substitutes come from a building, they had a dartboard with my face on it. Like, I was just a class clown. And I told my mom, I said, for God's sakes, mom, like, you always were proud that I was the first kid by a long shot to get these Snoopies we had up on the wall with each kid's name on it. They'd put stars on it, and when you filled up your Snoopy, you got like a big prize.
Oh wow!
And I like beat the class by like a long shot. Okay.
Okay.
The reason is because I knew where she kept all the sheets, and during recess, I get back early and fill it out and put it in my desk.
Wow!
And when my times table test. And these were all timed too. Like you had a certain amount of time to get them done.
I remember the timed table test.
I would sit there and I'd be writing on the one she gave me. And as soon as the teacher turned her back, I switched them out. So I got like 100 on all of these really fast.
Wow.
And my mom was so furious with me. Like I'm 37
years
old.
30 years later. So really 30 years later if you were in second grade.
Dude, if she could have came down with that old wooden spoon she used to beat me with, like she would have. I would have been grounded for the next month if my mom had that power still over me. Like it was, she was ungodly angry at me.
Wow.
So then I started telling her a few other things. She's like, just stop.
Just
I don't want to hear it.
Would you please stop?
I don't want to know. I don't really care.
Nothing I can do about this now, but get angry.
Yeah. So you just don't shatter what I thought of you as a good kid growing up, which we were not. Me and my brothers were pains in the butt. No joke.
At some point, though, that's willful on her part to not see it. Like, I can't deal with all of this.
Yeah.
I'm pretending it's not happening.
Yeah. And like, it was funny because then people started tweeting me because I posted this and I just asked the question. I was like, what have you confessed to your parents that they didn't know about when you were a kid that you did? Something that you did wrong, something. Because like every kid does this. You hide something from your parents.
Oh, yeah, for years.
You know? I'm still waiting on my brother. One time we were sitting in the car because this was back when you'd leave your kids in the car.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd go do whatever you're going to do and come back. Your kids are there. One of my brothers cut like a 8-inch like line in the seat.
With what?
There, my dad left his toolbox in the car.
Oh, geez.
And he pulled a little razor out.
Oh.
And then none of us wanted to squeal on the other brother.
Right.
So we all just sat there. My mom threatened to take us down to the police station to have like, you know, and my brother
formal
has still
interrogation.
Not. Yeah, he is still not fessed up to it. And to be honest, they think it was me. So like, but he is not fessed up to this thing. And one day he's going to tell him and it's going to shatter my mom's heart because it's her favorite child that did it. And she is not going to be able to handle it. Right. Not even close.
Well, for fun, let's do this.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What did you confess to your parents?
I told you guys, my husband's father passed away this year, and his mom said to him after dad died, she goes, well, he never did find out about that party you threw in high school.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So 466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter. What did you confess to your parents? We've already got a bunch of good ones on Facebook or Twitter. We'll get your calls next. 466-969.
KZKX, Seward Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Every morning.
It wakes me up.
Oh, yeah.
Gets me in a good mood.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
That's what some of us adults are. And coming clean to some of the things we did as kids that our parents have no idea of.
It's amazing how you can confess something decades later and they're still mad about it.
466-9696 if you'd like to be a part of it.
An anonymous one that was sent to us.
Okay.
When my sister and I were about 16, we egged our dad's mistress's house with 4 dozen eggs. Dad died never knowing. We told our mom later. She was speechless.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Did her mom know about the...
I don't know at the time. She
doesn't
say.
Oh, my goodness.
Bobby Swanson on Twitter says, my dad always wondered why it smelled like something had died in the ductwork behind his recliner. Years later, I admitted, I had a party in the house when he was gone and puked in the vent.
That's awesome.
Kelsey, what'd you confess to your parents?
Actually, it's my husband. I don't have anything that can beat this one.
Okay.
He was in high school and... His mom, very small town, his mom drove bus for another school, and he decided to go pick up all of his friends because she had left for the weekend, and he picked up all of his friends and a keg of beer, and they decided to go around town everywhere driving the bus.
Oh, my gosh.
He did say that he stopped at all railroad crossings, though.
Well, at least that.
As you do. Yes,
safety first.
Exactly. Wow.
So, but he ended up, it was wintertime, they decided to try to spin some cookies in the school parking lot, hit a dry patch, tipped it up onto 2 wheels, slammed back down, and they decided that they should probably take that back home.
Maybe we should be done with the bus tonight. Wow, that's crazy.
There's a great tweet from JLark08, and it says, my buddy's first 21st birthday, had mom's car, put said buddy in the front seat with a bucket as I gathered other friends, got back to the car. He thought the window was down, and he tried to throw up out of it, but it wasn't. Everyone got out. The keys got locked in the car, so I had to get a ride home and steal a spare set and get back to the buddies and take everyone home. I told my parents 10 years later.
Wow. Okay, 466-9696, your confessions to your parents.
We have so many good ones.
And then Coryell is also on the phone. Our Nebraska Nights Live girl just happens to have one. Why am I not surprised? We'll get that next. Dan and Shay, speechless on your 12 in a row, Kicks 86.9 with JP, Lauren Hushkinick, getting your confessions to your parents later on in life.
Producer Liz, yes. How did you get grounded in college for something you did in high school?
I was like pretty much a golden child in high school, or had the appearance of being a golden child in high school.
Mm-hmm. What changed?
Oh, everything changed.
Okay.
But anyway, so I still had my fair share of fun on the side, and I was real dumb. So anytime we would have like liquor or something, we would like be too afraid to throw the bottles away because we didn't want to get caught. So I kept them and kept them in my backpack. Like at school. So whatever.
You walk them down the street to your neighbor's trash.
Right. Yeah, we were not that smart. And so I was in college and I needed my graphing calculator and it was still in my high school backpack. So I was like, hey, mom, can you send me my calculator? And all of a sudden I got a phone call and I was like, hey, did you find it? And she was like, well, I found something else.
Oh, no.
I was like, what? There was just an empty bottle of Johnny Walker Scotch in my high school backpack, wow. And she was like, the calculator wasn't there.
Backpack.
But this Johnny Walker sure was.
So this was a few years after the fact?
Mm-hmm. And I was in college in Nebraska. My parents lived in California, and she was like, you're grounded. And I was like, you can't do anything to me. And she was like, your car's gone. And I was what?
No.
So I had to get up at 7 a.m. every day, take a picture of my speedometer, and with the date... Or not my speedometer, odometer.
To prove that you weren't using your car?
Yep. Wow. And I had to get 48-hour pre-approval to do any driving, even to the Walmart in Crete, which was maybe less than a mile away.
She grounded you from another state.
I actually just took notes.
Your mom is amazing.
Yeah, I just took notes on that. That's awesome.
That's brilliant.
Carter's in so much trouble when he gets older now.
Oh, wow.
All right, in on that.
We'll get to Kelsey and Ty, and Luke's on hold, too. Your confessions to your parents. You can do it on Facebook or Twitter at KX969 as well. JP, Lauren Hushkinick, it's Kix.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Hushkinick on Kix 96.9.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
Yeah, you got away with it, and then you confessed later on in life.
Years later. To your crimes you committed. Decades later.
Yeah.
And still your parents were shocked. This one's funny. Abby says, in high school, my sister and her friend would be out late, and her friend had a curfew of midnight. So at 11:58, she would call our house, and I would three-way dial her parents' number. So it showed up as the caller ID as coming from our house when they were really out. So they would talk for a few minutes to her parents about how they were just getting in bed,
right.
And then they'd hang up. She finally confessed this to her parents like 2 years ago.
What's your confession? Good morning.
Hi, my sister and my brother and I actually opened Christmas presents one year. We split the tape, opened it up, saw what we got, put the tape back down, and opened them on Christmas morning and acted really surprised. And about 3 years ago, we confessed to mom and dad. I was probably 10 and I'm 31 now, so.
What did they say?
Mom's like, a few choice words and then, you little stinkers. But it was funny. We laugh about it now.
Oh, yeah. Now it's great. As you do.
Sean on Facebook says, I told my parents I swerved to miss a deer and crashed into the ditch. It was just recently I admitted it was actually that girl that was riding in the passenger seat with me that had grabbed the wheel and caused us to crash into a ditch.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That
couple of decades later, there was no deer.
I have to confess a couple of ones coming up here in a second.
Oh, my.
Good morning, Luke. What's your confession?
All right. Well, this is an accidental confession.
Okay.
So when I was in high school, I was probably 16 or so, and my sister was in college. And my parents were gone one weekend, so we threw a party.
Yeah.
And one of my buddies puked off the deck into the yard.
Okay.
So we had a spray nozzle, like on the end of the hoses, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the front yard. And my sister took it on the back and was spraying out the puke to kind of make it not so obvious.
Sure.
Okay.
And so then my parents get back. And so I'm the only one home. And she starts asking me all these questions, like just noticing little things. Like, why is that spray nozzle in the backyard? And I'm just playing dumb. I don't know, you know. So then I go to the bathroom and I text my sister, hey, Mom's getting suspicious. She's wondering all these things, asking why the spray nozzle's in the backyard. So then I hit send, and I'm sitting on the toilet, and I hear a phone go off in the living room.
You texted your mom, didn't you?
I looked at my phone, and I texted my mom that. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Dang it.
So I walk out in the living room, and my mom goes, well, I think you meant to send that to your sister. And I'm like, God. So thankfully, she walks in at the same time, and we just look at each other, and I can't remember. I think we ended up fessing up or whatever, but I was like, oh my God, thanks to my dumbass, we got busted. So
that's funny.
That's impressive.
Katie on Facebook says, when my sister and I would get grounded to our rooms in the basement, we would sneak into the laundry room and get the Cool Whip out of the deep freeze and eat it. My parents spent forever trying to figure out why the Cool Whip was always gone. It wasn't until we moved out we told them, and then we would call Grandma to come get us. They laughed and said we owe them 17 years worth of Cool Whip.
Mine involved cars and girls. The first one would be like week after I got my driver's license, we were going out to a friend's house, and I let my girlfriend at the time, Cindy, who wasn't old enough to drive, and she wrecked into a ditch on a gravel road.
No.
And we managed to get Becky's dad to come and pull it out with a tractor. And then I called my dad and told him that I wrecked the car, but it was actually Cindy. And I don't think I've ever told him that. And then the other one was when I was working at the Sun Mart in Crete. I would tell him I had the late shift. And so I'd get all my work done, like in the afternoon, run after school until like maybe 8 or 9. And then I'd drive to York to meet up with my girlfriend Paula and hang out in her parents' basement for like an hour or so. And then I'd drive back home.
I used to do that with rehearsals.
Yeah.
I would always say that rehearsals
are always longer than they are.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Do all kinds of things after that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure my parents don't know about either one of those.
Yeah.
And I'm almost 45, so.
There you go.
They're listening now. Hey, you
got next it. With the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
If you got any other ones, you can let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Coming up in just a few minutes, someone's going to have to.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform-free toppings and amped-up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P Street downtown. And get there like now. We'll give you a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. If you can figure out what went wrong with Morgan and her date. We'll get that on the way in minutes. Morgan met a guy on Bumble, and it's been a long trek for them to be able to go out on a date.
Okay.
Why don't you explain that to us, Morgan? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes.
Now, what does that mean?
A long trek. Well, first, his name is Ben.
Okay.
And he and I met on Bumble. We've been talking for a while. So maybe that's what he means by long trek. That's what I'm assuming, because it's been a few weeks.
A few weeks?
And
okay.
Yes. And we got to know each other, and I wanted to take it slow, which is what I do prefer. And I got more and more excited to go out with him while we were chatting
for
a few weeks. And so it was really nice to get to know him a little better in person. We went out, and you know, some blind dates are just so cold. I prefer getting to know somebody better.
Sure.
I just perform better under that kind of pressure instead.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, right.
So we went to the mall and we hung out and we talked, and then we went to P.F. Chang's and we had dinner.
Nice.
I'm already on board. P.F. Chang's is the best.
Pretty nice.
Yummy, yummy. It was great.
Yeah.
And I had just a lot of fun, and I thought we had a lot to talk about. Everything was really fluid conversationally. He held my hand under the table,
which
I thought really sweet, and it was also really exciting. And I rubbed his leg a little bit, and like he put his
hand.
Look out.
It was just really innocent. It was innocent and flirty,
nice.
But it was sweet.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, I mean, I thought on the day that maybe we go back to his place or mine or do something after dinner. But, you know, he just walked me to my car, which is sweet, and then hugged me goodbye. And now it's been a very long 6 days.
Okay.
Hmm.
How did the date end? You said you didn't go back to
just
either of your...
Just walked her back to the car, right?
Just the car. That's, I mean, like, was there a hug or a kiss or anything?
There was, like, a really long, intimate hug.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Which sometimes can feel like, you know, things are going well. That can definitely be a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I think this is any reason why he may not be getting in contact with me. I wanted to take it, the biggest reason why I want to take it so long before going out together is also because we work different shifts.
Oh,
so
okay.
Scheduling wise, that was a bit challenging.
Okay.
And, you know, that might actually be the reason why I'm not hearing back from him. You know, maybe,
you think maybe it just sounded like too much of a haul to
challenge.
Even be able to get together.
Yeah, maybe it would be too tough.
Hmm.
Well, let's see.
I do have some good news in that I just moved to like second shift, and so now I am working at the same time he usually does.
Oh, okay.
So I am excited about.
So maybe that'll help. Yeah, if the issue is the fact that the scheduling of the dates is such a problem, then the fact that you guys are working kind of the same hours
now.
That might be a thing. Okay.
Well, let's see.
We'll call Ben, see if we can get you guys a second date. If anything, we'll at least find out what the issue is, okay?
Okay, I'm excited.
All right.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We'll put it in your hands. You make your guess on Twitter and Facebook, KX969. Do it in gift form. If you get it right, you're going to win a $25 gift card. If nobody gets right, you've got the funniest, you're going to get a $25 gift card with Datum or Dump'em.
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on Kix 96.9. Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump'em with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's your chance to win yourself a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut by figuring out what went wrong on Ben and Morgan's date. You can keep the guesses coming in, and as soon as Ben reveals it, that's when we'll cut it off. We've had a lot of all-over-the-place guesses, a lot of them involving the mall.
I really hope it's that there was pretzel shaming.
That would be a lot of fun if it was.
I would just be very impressed if somebody got that right.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Ben.
This is Ben.
Ben, hi, it's J.P. Lauren Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Wait, who is this?
The Kix Morning Show, J.P. Lauren Husker.
Yeah, what's
we're
up?
We're on the radio.
Okay, all right. Hey, what's going on?
Well, we'd like to ask you a couple questions if you got a minute.
We actually want to talk to you about a date you went on recently with a lady you met on Bumble.
Okay.
she thinks it was a great date and was hoping there was going to be a second one and wanted us to help figure out why you are ghosting her. Do you think you know who we're talking about?
This is Morgan?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great. All right. Well, you guys tell me if you think this is weird. So the date was, it was decent. You know, there was nothing horrible, but nothing really, like, over the top and amazing. But, you know, I liked her. And at the end, I was thinking that maybe we could have, like, a second date. As we were walking out of the restaurant... kind of crazy. She grabbed me and she kind of like hid behind me.
Oh.
And so I thought at first I was like, okay, she's dodging an ex or, you know, some guy she hooked up with.
Right.
But literally there's no way I was going to predict what it was. Once we got out of the restaurant, she says, I work with that guy and he's wearing shorts.
What?
She said, I work with that guy, he's wearing shorts. And I'm like, okay. She tells me that she works with him and she totally freaks her out if she sees coworkers' bare legs.
Wait,
what? No.
Hold on.
I didn't hear all that.
Yeah,
she was like freaked out because she saw somebody she works with and he was at a restaurant wearing shorts and she'd never seen his legs before?
Yes. She said it like totally freaks her out. Like when she sees bare legs, she sees anyone and someone at work, she cannot see his legs. So she was like hiding her face behind me. And I was like, that's weird. I was like, okay. I was like, I've never met someone like that. But I thought the whole thing was very bizarre. So I was like, I think I'm going to not go on a second date.
You didn't question her about it?
I mean, the whole thing was really awkward. It was just an awkward moment. Like, the guy was standing probably like 10 feet away from us, and she was ducking behind me like she was scared of him. And I was like,
that was strange.
That is very weird. I mean, even if it was just a coworker I don't want to talk to or whatever, I mean, there's a million reasons that could be normal.
I can't see his legs.
But it's his knees. Knees!
Although, boy, if you look at people's knees, they're creepy sometimes.
Knees are legitimately weird. That's true. They look like babies in ultrasounds.
Yeah, they're weird.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
It weirded me out. The whole thing weirded me. I mean, what, you don't let people in shorts? It was odd. I was like, what do you do during the summer? Like,
right? Summer must be rough.
Huh.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well,
I'm looking forward to this explanation.
I know.
Ben, Morgan's has been on hold and has heard everything we just talked about.
Okay.
Morgan, so...
It was about the knees?
The legs? What?
This is a thing. I get totally skeeved out when I see coworkers' legs.
What? This is so specific.
And you can't unsee it?
Specifically for coworkers. So, you know, we all think of our coworkers a certain way. I try not to, you know, just follow them on social media just because I like to keep it professional. So when I see them outside of work, it paints a certain picture for me that I just, I can't, next time I see them, have the same.
I mean, you know they have knees because they sit, right?
Walk.
Otherwise, they'd have to stand up all the time.
That's weird.
I can't unsee it. I just can't unsee it.
Wait, so you're grossed out by their legs? Like, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand how you can't.
I'm super confused.
When you go to the beach or you go to the pool,
Well, she said it's specifically coworkers, so I guess the hope is you coworkers. Don't see them there, I guess?
We don't, because we're fairly formal dressed at my work, and we never wear anything
that
but
shows
flats,
off your
really.
Legs.
And it just freaked me out, that's all. I can't unsee it, so now when I'm going to see James at work, all I'm going to see are
thinking about his knees.
I got some weird shins.
It was the way that you reacted to it, though. It wasn't like, oh, hey, I can't see that guy's legs. It was like you jumped behind me and freaked out about it. I was like, whoa.
Ben, I'm sorry. It was a knee-jerk reaction.
Hey.
I see what you did there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess I sort of understand things, like if you see something you don't like, but I don't know, it's just too weird for me, so I don't think I'm going to go on a second date.
Okay. All right, well.
I feel like little quirks are, what make us who we are, but, I totally understand and appreciate your honesty.
All right, well.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we're done here.
We're done. Yeah.
God.
Morgan,
this wasn't on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, if he would have just told you, via text or something, that, hey, that crazy hiding behind me thing was a little weird, and your issues with knees.
Man.
We could have just avoided all of this being public.
Well.
Are elbows weird?
Yeah, that's a good question. Are elbows weird,
elbows,
Morgan? I mean,
are they weird in short sleeve shirts? Elbows?
No,
elbows are weird too.
Legs.
You're not keen on people's legs. Okay.
Just coworkers. Oh God.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Well,
I'm sorry you have to think about James's knees from here on out.
I'm not a big fan of. I mean, I don't like to think about Rob's legs, our boss. I mean, that's not something that pops in my head.
You argue on behalf of business shorts. You have no part in the pun leg to stand on here.
But okay. All right. Well. Morgan, thanks for reaching out. Ben, thanks for being a part of the show. And good luck in the dating world.
Yeah, thanks guys.
Okay, so there's that. Hey, it's about...
That's weird.
Although knees.
Legs.
Knees!
That's weird, and it's weird that it was specific to coworkers. I mean, there are body parts that weird people out, though.
You said you have one?
All right. I mean this nicely. I think tongues are gross, and JP's tongue specifically grosses me out.
The big one?
You got
do you have more than one?
Wrinkled things in there, and it's gross. See those wrinkles? It's called scrotal tongue. It's gross.
I mean, everybody's tongue has wrinkles. You just stick yours out a lot.
Yeah, and it's
you
really
normally
big.
Just don't see the backs of people's tongues.
Right, right. The white.
It's just so big, too. It's like a cow tongue.
Yeah, gross. But tongues are so gross to me. When I watch a movie And like whenever you see a video or something of someone kissing and they're like the over stick out their tongue person, it just grosses me out to no end. When I was in high school, if I was kissing a girl for the first time and she was like tongue person, ew. Oh, we are done. Like, ah, ah.
We've already got Ashley on the line, so we'll ask you too.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
What body part creeps you out? Nick has an issue with my tongue.
Tongues in general.
Tongues in general, but you're specifically gross.
Morgan hates people's knees.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What body part creeps you out? Let us know. And we'll get to that coming up. It's brought to you by Walker Tire Point S Quick Mix. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, and coming off of Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, where Morgan had an issue with her coworker's knees. And Nick has an issue with my tongue or tongues in general.
I look at you every day and you talk, and when you talk, your giant tongue, like, I don't know. It just
comes out and it bothers you?
Yes, I guess. In a point blank way to say it. Yep.
New way to bug you. So 466-9696 or Facebook.
Please
Twitter.
Don't stick your tongue out me. What at me
body
all the time.
Part creeps you out? Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, feet.
Feet creep you out, Jim?
Yes, bad. They sting. They're different sizes. They're rough. They're just nasty to me.
They stink.
I agree. In particular, when they are places they're not supposed to be, mm-hmm. like when people take their shoes off at the movie theater.
Or
that's
work.
Gross. Or work.
What?
Right.
There are like you're not at the beach or, you know, there are places feet are supposed to be.
This is going to sound, because I know it's 2019, but for some reason, specifically dudes' feet are way grosser, I think, than like
there
a typical lady
a
feet.
Yeah, more
grooming.
Often than not.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like dudes' feet are pretty gross.
Because feet need attention.
Yeah. Well, most of us have Frodo Baggins' hair on our feet. So that doesn't help.
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
Luke on Facebook says earlobes, in particular ones that have been stretched or gauged in any way, so they're kind of floppy.
Yeah, that'll get you.
And the older we get, the bigger and longer our ears are.
Yes, that is true.
That'll do it.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Well, body part creeps you out. The more your calls and posts coming up. Here's EYB, JP Lauren Huskinick. It's Kix.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Just a creepin'.
Knees! She's freaked out by the knees of her coworker.
That is definitely a first for Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. That's never been the answer before. A coworker's knees.
Are we getting to the point, kind of like Major League Baseball, where it's like insane to have a first on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em? Where it's been around right. long enough now that like
you
like,
would think, and yet
wow.
no.
So what body part creeps you out? 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Got Amber now. Crystal's on hold. Good morning, Amber.
Yeah, body part that grosses me out, I have to agree, it's definitely the tongue.
Yeah.
If I'm kissing someone, you better not use the tongue, otherwise it's done. Yeah, can't do it. It's so
here.
Gross.
Yep.
They remind me of like worms. Can't do it.
It is legitimately a weird part of your body. Hey, don't go feed the giraffes at the zoo, maybe.
Just
look at them. They're lovely to look at. Maybe you shouldn't be the one to feed them, because those are the longest, strongest tongues I've ever seen. They're like six.
It's kind of crazy the way they're talking.
It's like a tentacle that comes out of the giraffe's face.
Oh.
Wraps around your hand and takes the lettuce.
Hi, Crystal. Good morning.
Terrible.
Welcome to the show. What body part creeps you out?
Butt cracks.
Butt cracks?
Okay. Butt cracks. Well. Especially when they're in your line of sight when you're eating lunch.
By somebody's butt crack. Thank you, Crystal.
A few years ago, I was with my brother and we were sitting in the car. We had just pulled up to a Burger King and there was a dude sitting in the window and his butt crack was out the back of the chair and like kind of pressed up against the glass.
So a pressed ham?
So we always refer to BKC, Burger King crack.
Nice.
Uh-oh, there's some BKC.
Oh, boy.
On Twitter, someone with a granny bearded neck and you see the sweat and dirt in there.
Ew, no. Oh, ew.
That's terrifying.
Yep.
Toes, there are some perfect feet, but ones that have the second toe longer than their whole toe.
Oh, yeah. Some of us have finger toes. I have finger toes.
Yeah, my grandma had finger toes. It was the craziest thing. She could pick up everything with her toes.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of bonkers. You can let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969. What body part grosses you out? And you can also be a part of Datum or Dump 'Em. If you need our help, just direct message us.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Every week, there's something new that Jungle John has
Yay!
For us.
More surprises from the zoo.
We'll get that on the way. Brought to you by Max Muscle.